American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. A spokesman for J.D. Vance blasted the Associated Press for publishing a headline Thursday that implied the Republican vice presidential candidate had dismissed school shootings as a, quote, fact of life by taking his comments out of context. At a rally in Phoenix, Vance remarked on the recent mass shooting that took place in Georgia. He said, quote, I don't like that this is a fact of life, but if you are a psycho and want to make headlines, you realize that our schools are soft targets. Fox News contributor Joe Concha says, of course, the Kamala Harris campaign latched onto that false claim.
The fact that Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, also on his social media account, are doing this before those who were killed at that Georgia high school are even buried, in a desperate attempt to score cheap political points off of dead kids and teachers, is patently and utterly disgusting. Harris and Walz should be asked about this, but they did their one cream puff interview on CNN last week and won't be doing any more interviews and certainly won't be doing any press conferences from now until Election Day, so I guess they get away with it.
President Trump delivered a major economic address in New York on Thursday, announcing his plan to cut the corporate tax rate to 15% and create a government efficiency commission led by Elon Musk, while vowing to make America richer and stronger if elected in November.
Kamala Harris is the first major party nominee in American history who fundamentally rejects freedom and embraces Marxism, communism, and fascism. You're learning about this, you'll find out nobody knew who she was just a few months ago. They didn't know who she was. She's promising communist price controls, wealth confiscation, energy annihilation, reparations.
A prominent Democrat has had enough.
Today I say goodbye. Adios. I've had enough. I will vote for Donald Trump this fall.
That's Gloria Romero, former Democratic leader of the California Senate, who says she will not support a party that behaves like a banana republic.
To me, really, the major issue that prompted this reexamination of my political conscience was the complete eradication by the so-called Party of Democracy when 14 million votes in Democratic primaries were just thrown out, including mine. And similar to what we say happens in a banana republic, where what we say the dedazo is used in order to appoint who's going to be the political leader, that's essentially what happened by my party. And I was not going to sit still for it.
A retired Secret Service agent says it is unconscionable to spread a tiny agency that is not fully staffed with the task of protecting 42 people.
As we have reported on AFN, whistleblowers recently told Missouri Senator Josh Hawley that Secret Service personnel are woefully unprepared and given inadequate training to properly protect candidates, including former President Trump. For one thing, Hawley revealed that the whistleblowers told him that Homeland Security Investigations agents were reassigned to work on the protective details and were given a single two-hour online course that was plagued with technical problems. Ken Valentine served 24 years with the Secret Service, including 10 years with the Presidential Protection Detail, and is author of Cheating Death. He says there is a problem with historic attrition in the agency.
The Secret Service has become the training agency for every other federal agency. And so you recruit and train the very best that you can find. They come on to the Secret Service, and then they immediately transfer out of the Secret Service to every other three-letter federal agency in the government because they've got a top-secret clearance, they've got the best training in the world, and now they get to move to the city of their choice to work where they probably couldn't have gotten hired before.
And Valentine says the Secret Service is spread too thin.
The rumor is that we're protecting 42 people. And it's unconscionable to me that in this day and age, we're trying to spread a tiny agency that is not fully staffed with protecting 42 people, some from the last administration. We shouldn't be given, you know, basically political jobs to do. It should be the president, their immediate family, the Secretary of Homeland Security, and former presidents. And that's really it.
I'm Chad Groening.
More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.